Today's lessons is one of my favorite because it's kind of like doing your astrological sign. And I'm going to do the exercise with you during this lesson, and then you'll do it once we're done. So today's all about what is your brand? And we talked about briefly in the last lesson about really trying to target people who are similar to you. You want people that you can relate to. And that way, once you know what your brand is, you can try to message specifically in that manner. And it's going to make it easier so you don't feel like you have to be everything to everyone. I went through a phase where I felt like I was going to be a fashion blogger, and I bought a bunch of clothes that I planned on keeping. I hired a photographer, I did a fashion shoot, and I hated it. Like, I was miserable. Like, the posing and trying on all these clothes, like, it's just not me. And fashion bloggers, kudos to them, because it's a lot of work. And some people just, they're great at that. They love it. It was not me. Like, my fashion, so I still do fashion content, as you may know. My fashion content is, here's a selfie in front of the mirror as I'm running out the door. And that aligns with my brand because it's realistic and it's not too overly done. It's not too posed. It's very just like, what you see is what you get. So I was trying to do fashion in a way that was off brand. And now that I do fashion in a way that feels on brand to me, it does better. It performs better. So there's a quick example of how just like slight shifts in understanding your brand can change how you execute your strategy and how you can grow your business, whatever that is. So I'm going to flip this over to share my screen with you. And this is a little brand worksheet that I personally do quite often. And it really helps me kind of make sure that I'm headed in the right direction. So the first thing you're going to do is understand your brand personality. And again, like I mentioned, it's like your astrological sign. Like, who are you? What do you bring to the table when you're messaging? And this is really about like your personality. What can they expect when they show up to your Instagram stories, when they sign up for your emails? What can they expect to get from you? And then when you develop your content, you're going to want to deliver on that. Don't try to be something you're not. So you're going to list 10 words to describe your brand. Just jot them down. So for example, maybe it's optimistic, trustworthy, energetic, thoughtful. You can read mine. So take a few minutes at the end of this webinar and just write down, you have a little worksheet that you can do for your brand personality. Write down 10 things that describe your brand, and be really careful not to write down things that you want to be. Like, who are you? Like, really, really think about that. Of course, you might get some things in there that don't quite fit and you'll refine it over time. But what are 10 words to describe your brand? So now here's the part where it gets a little tricky. You're going to narrow it down just to 5. So if you had to only pick 5 of those, what do you feel like really speaks to who you are and what you bring to the table? And I'm going to do this in front of you right now. Okay. Okay. I think I am motivated for sure. We're going to stick that there. I think I'm definitely real. I think what you see is what you get. I'm not really good at faking it. So I have one of my really good friends who will say one of his favorite things about me is that it's very obvious to see what I'm thinking. Like, I don't hide my thoughts very well. So he'll ask me a question. He's like, oh, I know the answer. Like, it's all over my face. So real. Genuine kind of goes with that. I think I'm poised. I like to come, I'm not the person, you know how there's some people whose brand is like, my life is chaos and that's okay. That's not me. Like, I'm much more poised. I have my stuff together. I'm going to be organized. I'm going to show up. And if you are like, oh my gosh, that's great. Cause there's so many people who are going to be just like that with you. That's your tribe. That's just not my tribe. That stresses me out. And then my last one, this gets so hard. I would say trustworthy. I want people to know what, if I recommend something to them, it's really what I recommend. And if they ask me something, I'm gonna tell them what I really think. Okay, now I'm gonna narrow it down just to 3. All right, poised. Motivated, that's like motivated and ambitious. Those are kind of interchangeable, maybe not. And then genuine. Okay, so there's my brand personality. So when I'm communicating and I'm doing something on Instagram stories or I'm writing an email, I wanna come across as poised, motivated, and genuine. So I'm going to share something that conveys how I feel poised, and whether that's like getting ready every day, even if you work from home, or if it's being a little bit more organized and planning a little bit better. That's all part of poise to me. Motivated is that I'm always trying to be better. I always want to do something better. Like even like I have a pretty solid skincare routine. I want to do better about doing a face mask every week. And then genuine is that I'm going to show up and I'm going to tell people I have face masks that I don't use. Like, here's why you should. I'm working on it myself. So that's how that could come across in your brand messaging. So I want you to take the worksheet and I want you to work on your brand personality. And hopefully this helps you with your messaging in the future.